And I was wondering, you know, what's going on. And, you know, it seems like some mail gets through and some mail doesn't.
Well, some mail gets through and some doesn't because he's sending from a domain that has 10 or 12 boxes into his servers. So depending on which box it goes out and which one of those boxes is on our deny list, and there's 5 servers on this end that it's looking at, it could be hit and miss as to whether something gets in.
Okay, so why are these servers on the deny list?
The servers are on the deny list for a number of probably different reasons, one of which is mass mailings. If you send out mass mailings to us, you will probably wind up on that list. And there's nothing I can do about it.
Okay.
That is the way it is.
Well,
there are possibly other reasons also, but I don't know of those.
Like now, you're talking about any mass mailings at all?
Any mass mailings that come in that maybe consist of 100 or more emails coming in through our gatekeepers, chances are will be flagged as spam.
100 or more emails in what period of
time? I'm not saying that that's the number. It could be as little as 50. I'm not sure exactly what the numbers are, but that's how things wind up on that list.
Well,
that's why you could be on one server, not on another.
How do you get email from people like Yahoo and AOL and people like that?
You're not getting the same email 50 times. You're getting different emails from different people with different content and stuff like that and different subject matters.
Well, I'm sure that there isn't anybody on any of my servers who are sending the same email 50 times to, you know, people at your domain.
For instance, one of the email addresses, I went through all 5 servers yesterday looking for anything that was 6950231, and it looks like it was number, the fourth octet was anywhere from 2 to 14. I found every one of the servers had at least one of those addresses there. This morning, after cleaning them out last night, basically, the 2 servers in Edison had the fourth octet was 8 for that domain. I don't know what's coming out of your domain, but we're basically picking it up and we're flagging it as spam in some way, or at least saying we don't want this stuff coming in. And there's nothing I can do to modify that. That's the thing. I have no control over any of that stuff.
Something's, you know, flagging it, and something's flagging it wrong, because you're basically blocking about 500 domains when you block these.
When you block those addresses, I understand that.
Right.
But I have no control over that.
Well, who does have control over it?
Well, the actual, the administrator, but he's not going to be able to change anything either, because that is the way the software works. If you're sending out bulk anything, you're going to wind up with a situation where you're going to be hit and miss as to whether you get on the box or not. Yeah, like I said, we have 5 servers, and I understand you have probably as many as 12, maybe even more.
I don't have 12. I've got, you know, that many IP addresses.
Okay.
But
so you may have more than one.
I have more than one server.
In a box. Yeah.
Yeah. So what software are you running that blocks, you know?
CipherTrust.
CipherTrust?
CipherTrust is the vendor of the gatekeepers.
Okay.
And they're supposed to be the Cadillac, as far as I've been told. Like I said, I am not the administrator. I'm just the guy that winds up trying to figure out some of the stuff that goes wrong along the way.
Well, I mean, first of all, you know, it's kind of bizarre that, you know, you've got, you know, these different servers that aren't even running on the same block list. You know, I mean, that doesn't impress me very much with the software
by itself. It's not a block list. The block list we have is the same across all 5 servers. This is a local deny list, and apparently it compiled by information coming into the server, things that it considers spam, essentially. And then you'll wind up on that list. And that could be slightly different between each one of the 5 boxes, depending on what comes into that box.
Okay, but what is it that causes it to determine that something is spam?
But
you're a newspaper, you know, and there's often people who send, you know, articles and press releases, you know, to, you know, lots of newspapers, of which, you know, you're one of them.
Yeah, but if you send a single email with the content of some kind of an article to this newspaper, it's going to happen. happen. But if you send 50, 100 of the same emails to 100 different people here in-house, you may wind up on that list.
Yeah, but nobody's doing it in any kind of quantity like that, you know. At best, you know.
I can't honestly say I can give you a threshold number, as I don't know what the number is. But that's how stuff normally gets on that list.
And
done on the fly by the software, for the most part. And I can remove you from it at will. That's not an issue. But if indeed you do the same thing that got you on there in the first place, it's going to happen again.
Right. But you see, you're not really quite able to tell me exactly what it is because, first of all, there isn't any spam that's coming out of this server. So whatever it is that's being sent.
It could be valid information going on with people.
But mass mailings is a common, you know, thing to do, you know, and especially when you're mass mailing newspapers. You know, there's lots of people who mass mail newspapers. That's what electronic press releases is a mass mailing to newspapers. You know?
Yeah, but so you're sending it to individual newspapers. You're not sending it to 50 or 60 people in the same place.
But we're not sending it to 50 or 60 people in the same place.
That's not happening. All right. I don't know exactly why you're winding up on the list. That is one of the reasons why you could wind up on the list. I said in the email I sent back to John that there may be other reasons why people wind up on this list that I'm not aware of. I'm not the administrator.
Can I talk to the administrator?
This is going to have to be something that's going to have to be prearranged. I don't know whether people want to get involved in this or not. I will talk to him. And if you give me a number, I'll have him call you back and we may have a conference call. But I will let you know one way or the other. All right?
Okay. My number is 650-8.
And your name?
Mark Perkel.
Okay, I think I got an email from you giving me those IP addresses, in fact.
Yes.
All right. I'll talk to Doug. He's probably not available now. He's probably out to lunch, but I will talk to him as soon as I can and find out the criteria for winding up on that list.
Okay.
All right?
I'll get back to you either
in an email or on the phone.
Well, the interesting thing about it, especially that, you know, .8 address, you know, that got locked out with it. I mean, I had just put that server online, you know, the night before last, and by the morning it was already locked out.
Yeah, so we don't block domains, essentially, in this case. What we're doing is blocking IPs.
Right.
I don't know whether it uses reverse DNS to find out the IP address of where the stuff is coming from. I'm assuming it probably does. And that's how the IP address winds up in the list. So we're blocking anything from that IP address, regardless of what domain it's sending it from.
Well, I know, but the thing is that, you know, that IP address, you know, isn't anybody's domain.
I know, it's various domains, that's the thing.
Yeah, but no, on a reverse IP, well, you know, nothing, there's no reverse IP that resolves to that email server.
All right.
You know, other than, you know, its own, you know, internal, address, you know, it's not the same domain as, you know, any other domains, you know, because I actually, you know, deliberately separated that, you know, so that sort of thing doesn't occur,
mm-hmm.
You know. But, you know, you're blocking, you know, your system is getting things wrong, you know. And if it's getting things wrong for me, it's probably getting things wrong for lots and lots of people. So, you know, you need to fix this.
I don't know whether that's going to be done or not. This is something I have no control over, like I said.
Yeah.
I can't make any promises as to whether the administrator wants to get involved or as to whether it can or will be fixed. This is something that is totally out of my realm.
Well, pass
like
my
said,
name on it.
We are basically just intermediate technicians. There's level 1, 2, and 3. One basically just passes the call to us. We work on it, and if we really, really, really have a situation we can't resolve, the administrator gets involved, but it's usually with us, not with the outside user. Now, in this case, he may decide to talk to you. I have no idea. I can't make any promises other than the fact that I will try to get you some answers.
Okay. Appreciate it.
All right?
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.